الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وآتوا اليتامى أموالهم ولا تتبدلوا الخبيث بالطيب ولا تأكلوا أموالهم إلى أموالكم إنه كان حوبا كبيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam. So in yesterday's lesson, one of the things that we mentioned regarding the maqasid of the surah, the objectives of the surah, is to deal with the wealth, the property of the yatama, with the wealth and property of the orphans in a fair way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse instructs us all to give the yatama their due, to give the yatama their property, their wealth, in full when they reach sinul bulugh, the age of puberty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتُوا الْيَتَامَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ, that give the orphans, give the yatama their wealth. This verse was actually revealed, so the cause of revelation for this verse, the sababun nuzul for this verse, is that a particular person from the Ghatafan tribe, he had by him a lot of wealth that belonged to his nephew. Now when his nephew reached sinul bulugh, the age of puberty, then his nephew asked for his property, he asked for his wealth. And this person hesitated to give it to him and he refused after a while. Until this verse was revealed that give the yatama, give the orphans their wealth. And if we look down this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ حُوبًا كَبِيرًا, that by not giving him his wealth, this is a great sin, a great crime that you are committing. So when this person heard that this is a great crime that I'm committing by not giving my nephew his wealth, then he immediately gave him his wealth. And he said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الْحُوبِ الْكَبِيرِ, that I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from committing this great error. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, give the orphans their wealth. How many times we see that somebody passes away now, this child is yatim, and then we're holding back that wealth for some reason, whatever the reason be. But sometimes we don't realize that this wealth doesn't belong to us and we will definitely be questioned. Sometimes that child, now that yatim, is mazloom. And on the day of Qiyamah, remember, every haq will be given back to the rightful owner. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us, why did we make dhulam upon that child? وَلَا تَتَبَدَّرُ الْخَبِيثَ بِالطَّيِّبِ, Allah says, do not exchange your bad wealth for their good wealth. Do not exchange your bad wealth for their good wealth. What they would do in the days of Jahiliyyah, sometimes the people would perhaps, somebody has a bad sheep, for example. So he would take his bad sheep and he would swap it for a good sheep that belonged to a yatim. Or he had some bad dinar or dirham, and he would take that bad and evil bad dinar and dirham and swap it for a good dinar and dirham that was possessed by this yatim. So Allah says, don't do such a thing. وَلَا تَتَبَدَّرُ الْخَبِيثَ بِالطَّيِّبِ. Then Allah says, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. Do not devour their wealth by adding it to your wealth. Do not devour their wealth by adding it to your wealth. Now, of course, by no means this refers to where certain expenses of that are related to the yatim can't be taken or can't be paid off by the wealth of the yatim. So maybe, for example, we are buying food now for the yatim, so we can pay for that using the wealth of the yatim. But this is talking about where you benefit from that wealth solely without the yatim benefiting from that wealth at all. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do not devour their wealth by adding it to your wealth, so you take away their wealth for you to benefit from that wealth only without the yatim benefiting in any way. Allah says, if you do such a thing, إِنَّهُ كَانَ حُوبًا كَبِيرًا, and this is a great sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us.